Why Pure Possibilities? When you're in the state of pure possibility, anything is possible. You can go up or down. The choice is always yours. We're getting ready to step out of our comfort zones, get through all that life throws at us, find what feels good, and have some amazing conversations. I'm your host, Shannon, and we're going to empower you to create a life you absolutely adore. Are you ready? Let's get to it. I woke up this morning and the first thoughts that came into my head as I was laying in bed thinking about how do I want to feel today, literally the first words were flow, ease, fun. And that's kind of what's been happening. So I ended up on a call with my friend Julia, who is the host of the Life After Breath podcast. And we obviously chat all the time. She's one of my best friends. And we were chatting and I'm like, I need to record this. It's funny because I made the comment the other day that no one cares about how you feel. And it's kind of struck a chord with some people and it has prompted many conversations in my life. Because when I say that, people are like, well, I care about how you feel. And maybe it's less about people not caring about how you feel, but that it's more important that you care about how you feel. And so we kind of dive into that a little bit in this impromptu conversation that we were having. There's all kinds of juicy stuff in this one. It's short because we had a call that we needed to jump onto, but the conversations are always fun. We reference a YouTube video from Abraham Hicks. And if you don't listen to Abraham, I invite you to because it's amazing. Sometimes it takes a second to like, I don't know. It took me more than a second. I started listening to Abraham. My cousin introduced me to Abraham 7, 8, 9 years ago. I don't even remember. But they're just like little snippets of seminars. And sometimes people find it can be a little difficult to listen to because sometimes it sounds like you don't really know everything that's going on. But I find a lot of really helpful tidbits out of these various episodes. Anyway, this one, of course, happens to be talking about what I was talking about this week, because that's how the universe works. And that is how my world works. When I am thinking about something or talking about something, it starts to show up in everything around me because our thoughts and our words are very, very powerful. So this episode came up and we were talking about it and they're literally talking about what I say when you are expecting other people to help you maintain your energy and your vibration throughout your day and how it's our job to do that because other people have things going on and we can't put the sole responsibility on them to help us flow through our day. Flow, that was the other word that came up for me this morning. Flow and ease and oh, so beautiful. Anyway, so if you feel so inclined, I'm going to put the episode in the show description, but this is just a fun chat that we're having and we kind of go in a couple of different avenues, a little bit about manifestation, how we create our own realities, we create our own everything, whether we want to or not, we really do. Please have a listen, and then I'm going to circle back at the end and wrap things up with a little bow. So I hope you enjoy recording because we'll just see what happens.
We have 15 minutes. That's okay. Little short episode.
Yeah.
I thought about sending it to her as well, and I was like, she doesn't know that I'm privy to this. It was a conversation. So, but yeah, I haven't watched all of it. I only watched the first maybe 5 to 7 minutes. And the thing that threw my mom off was that it, like, you know how they like put a title up there and it was specifically about positive momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what she starts or what they start off talking about. And so
no, I didn't feel like the title was in alignment at all with what it was.
And I said that to her. I was like, sometimes that's true and it's not what you think it is, but it usually is something that you need to hear. And she was like, oh, but she's like, I'm really not in the headspace. I was like, cool. No worries. I go, but I do set an intention. I do this all the time where it's like, I need to listen to an Abraham. I'm just going to trust. Hey, universe, make this be something I need to hear today. And it usually is.
It almost always is for me.
Yeah, like, totally. Even when I don't say that, I'm like,
oh, wow, that's really good.
Just like that too.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, I think it's that outside validation that people are always looking for to feel better.
And I, yeah, well, you know, I deal with that.
Yeah. I mean, I do too sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's that when, you know, like if you're busy and you can't get back to me about something, like I can't allow that to like ruin my day. It's like,
or stop you from moving forward. Or
yeah. Like, what do they say in that episode? It was like, you know,
you were totally with me until you went and had breakfast.
Yeah.
You breakfast eater.
And then you lose your whole everything because the person had something going on. And it's like, that's where when I talk about people not caring about how you feel, it's not literally that people don't care about how you feel, but it's about you need to care more about how you feel and what you can do to, I don't know. Feel, I get tired of saying feel better, but.
Right. Well, and you know, like, that better is not a word I like to use. So like feel good as much as possible. But then I talked to, like in talking to multiple people who are not feeling great. It's remembering that sometimes feeling good isn't possible right now. And that's okay. And Abraham says that too. You can't get there from there. So you find the next best good. It might not be like, I feel so happy and joyful. I have found complete joy in my life. If you're in a state of depression or feeling lost, sometimes the next best feeling is being angry about the fact that you feel lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that feels so much better than feeling lost. It's and just then you like find the next best. Yeah.
Yeah. Like 1%.
Yeah. Don't stay there. Don't live your life in anger.
Hopefully. No.
But
hopefully not.
Yeah. Hopefully. I mean, there are people who do. We know that, you know. So just
I don't know. I have a sticky note here that says addicted to feeling like shit. So like, why are people addicted to feeling like shit?
It's that comfortable, uncomfortableness. Because it's normal. Because it feels, I was going to say it feels safe, but it's not a safety thing. I'm accustomed to it. This is just, and so then we accept it and say, this is just what life is. And that's where it goes back to our other conversation was like, it's your life.
Right.
So if life is just shit, it's your choice.
Yeah.
And that's a different way of looking at it. It's so much easier to blame life or to blame our parents or to blame the person who isn't caring about you because they're eating their breakfast.
Damn breakfast eaters. I was listening to something earlier and I took some notes. You're always gathering details and the universe is always showing you one way or the other, that you're just constantly gathering details and creating your manifestations.
Mm.
I don't like the word manifestation.
I'm starting to feel like, okay, it's starting to be overused.
Yeah.
In that we're making it mean something it doesn't. Again, like it's what we do as humans is we bastardize these words, which is why vocabulary is so important to me.
I mean, would you rather hear the word manifestation or would you rather hear you're creating your own reality? Because we're constantly, you know, we're manifesting all the time. We're creating our own reality all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that we're putting out and the energy and the vibration.
Yeah, I don't know. It's almost like the more mainstream a word gets and the less woo-woo it's considered because it's more accepted, the more watered down it gets.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like we're starting to get with manifestation. Because it's more than just getting what you want. And like I had this conversation with a friend of mine and he was like, so if you're manifesting what you want and I'm manifesting what I want, does that just mean that everybody gets what they want? And I'm like, yeah, but also no, that's not what it means. It's not about like, I want a car, so I'm manifesting. You know what I mean? Like it's more than that. It's about following. What was it that it's about? Real. It's exactly what you just said, that you are creating your own reality. And so that means that you're manifesting the good things that come your way and you're manifesting the bad things that come your way. And the reason I struggle with that part of it is because what that actually is focusing on lack. And so that lack is going to continue. I don't necessarily believe that. Like,
why does that mean that you're focusing on lack? if you're
you're focusing on the not having of what you want. So for example, who was I talking to? It doesn't matter. If I say I want $1 million and I'm manifesting $1 million to be in my bank account, but every day I go and look at my bank account and there's not $1 million and there's not $1 million and there's not $1 million, what I'm focusing on is that there's not $1 million. I'm not focusing on the $1 million. I'm focusing on it not being there. And so it's not going to be there because that's where my focus is. Abraham talks about it, about like it having two sides of a stick. And when you're focusing on the not having or the lack of whatever it is that you want, you're not focusing on the having. And that's where you get into the colloquialism of like, it's not about focusing on what you want. It's about being what you want. And so living, what does it feel like to have $1 million in your bank account? And that's where sometimes I'll struggle because I have no fucking clue what that feels like, but I can imagine what it might feel like. And that's where I focus on those feelings. And that is me like living in as if I had $1 million. Now, when you say live as if you have $1 million, it doesn't mean go spend $1 million, racking up your credit that you can't currently pay for.
No, I mean,
but like literally like living in those emotions rather than bringing back to the fact that I don't have it, I don't have it. And so now that what that does is it starts you in that downward spiral and that negative momentum. And so then negative momentum is going to build into, because that's what momentum is going to build into worse, worse, worse. And so that's where it feels like you're manifesting negativity or bad things or things you don't want, because our focus is becoming on what we don't want instead of allowing, realizing what we don't want to inform us about what we do want, and then letting what we don't want go and focusing on what we do want. And then that's going to build the positive momentum.
Well, and ultimately, we don't want $1 million. We want the feeling, right? We want the feeling of what that would feel like, because I have no idea what that feels like either.
Right.
But I want to know that I want to feel peace and freedom and fun and, you know.
Right.
And so when you're, ultimately, it's not about the end goal anyway.
No.
It's about
that's
how you're feeling along the way.
Yeah, that is exactly the Abraham I listened to today. Was it's like, it's you're going to, when you get what you want, it's not going to be a big deal. But unless you enjoy the getting of it, enjoying the journey to getting it is the fun part. Yeah. That's fun.
I never understood what enjoy the journey was until, I don't know, a couple of years ago. And I was like, oh, this is why I'm supposed to have as much fun as I can every day.
Every fucking day. Yeah.
Yeah. To help me get to the things that make me feel good.
Well, and it's what I always say, that is from Abraham, of happily ever after. Happily ever after isn't this castle in the sky. It's being happy in this moment and in the next and then and happy in every moment from here on after. That's happily ever after.
Yeah.
That's being happy in the journey and in the experience, you know?
Yeah.
And we can dumb it down to like climbing a mountain. You don't have to wait till you get to the top of the mountain to enjoy it. You're going to see views. You're going to see beautiful foliage. You're going to see animals. You're going to see amazing opportunities for photos along the way there.
Yeah.
And then when you get at the top, piece de resistance, but you still have an amazing experience on the way there. Why would you flout that in an effort to just get to the top? And that's where we start working so hard to get to the top instead of like, whoa, stop working so hard. Enjoy the journey.
It along the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And I think for a long time, I was really hung up on, well, I don't know what it feels like to, you know, have that, but it's, you know, whether it's money or an amazing relationship or whatever. So what can I do, you know, to create the feel good feelings, the peace, the calm, the joy, all of that, because I don't have to have those things. There's other things that can create that for me
to create that.
I think there's a difference of like, so for example, neither of us are in committed relationships right now. I think that's okay for me to say.
Yes.
And like, but we both want that eventually. Mm-hmm. It has been a gajillion years since I've been in a committed relationship, and also like not sure that it was the best committed relationship. Mm-hmm. So imagining what being in that kind of solid committed relationship, I've struggled to find what that feels like, right? Because it's been so long and because, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I've been single on my own, blah, blah, blah. But I can imagine how much fun we're going to have, how amazing it's going to be to have somebody to like cuddle with and or like experience a challenging day and have support, or to like have some of these really intense conversations and challenge each other in our thoughts and our processes and continue to grow together and separately at the same time. Like,
right.
Look, listen to me. I'm excited about that.
Yes.
This excitement, this joy of like imagining rolling over into somebody's arms. That's what we're talking about. I'm not talking about what it feels like to have the final result. I'm talking about like those little things day in and day night. And the more I get excited about that and think about that, the closer to that vibration I get in.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that that is so there for both of us. For me, I also totally believe I am so not ready for that right now. And so I'm going to keep focusing on how amazing that feeling is. And I cannot wait to meet this person. And like, and he's going to be fucking gorgeous. And he's going to be everything I want. Even if he's not to the rest of the world, to me, he's going to be everything I always wanted. And like, I'm so excited about that. But I also know I got my own shit to work out right now. I'm so not ready for that. So I'm cool. Let's just keep focusing on that it's there and that it's coming. And when it's time, it will happen.
Well, and that, I mean, that energy, that vibration, all of that is so like, that's where it is. And that's why.
Yeah.
When we're, you know, looking for the things that are uplifting us and enjoying and the daily pleasure, you know.
But I mean, in this, we can do the exact same experiment or like association with having that $1 million in the bank. It's not about having $1 million in the bank. It's about like not having to worry about it, about waking up every morning and I want to go buy a coffee. Cool. I don't have to think about whether or not there's money in the bank. That's really exciting to me. I don't have to like, my mom needs something. I can take care of it. Like, hey, let's go to what, blah, blah, blah. Like I can take care of it because that money's there. And I like, that's what I get excited about. I don't care what the number in the bank is.
Right.
I just, you know what I mean? And so like,
yeah, I went through this whole thing about like, what is abundance to me? Because for a long time, I kept feeling like it's this big financial end game and it's just not. It's,
well, that's totally societal. Like
it's living on a, you know, I want to have a house on the water and I want to be able to wake up and enjoy my coffee and stare at the water in the morning and at night. And
yeah.
Have a little fire pit outside and just.
And I can't wait to visit you.
God, it just feels so good and be cozy with my man on the.
And me and mine will come and visit.
Yeah, it just.
So good.
Yeah. So.
So good.
So fun. Well.
We got to go.
We do got to go. Things to do. Gotta
get some water.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to change my shirt. I'm hot. It's freezing here today and I'm hot.
Really?
Since I baked my bread yesterday because the oven was on 450 for 2 hours.
I forgot to talk about your bread. It looks delicious.
It's pretty good. I'm really proud of myself.
Okay, really quick. So we talked about bread like a week or two ago and you were talking about getting your starter. And ever since then, it's popping up on my social media. Bread, it's, I'm hearing it. It's coming in everywhere. Kathy was talking about it yesterday. The bread is everywhere.
Do you know, did you hear my analogy of sourdough though? Like I'm so proud of this. I said it to Donna and she was like, you have got to talk about this as far as like in order to, because it's this whole thing for me has been like how to prioritize myself. And she's like, and I said, it's like having a sourdough starter. In order for me to keep my starter alive, I have to quote unquote feed it, which just means add flour and water every day or every week, depending on if you keep it in the fridge or not. Doesn't matter. But you have to keep feeding it, which means it continues to grow. Right. And so it gets bigger and bigger and bigger with every quote unquote feeding. And so then I either have to bake bread, give it away, bake bread for somebody else, blah, blah, blah. You have excess just by keeping it alive. I am going to have so much excess. And the same thing is true for us. The more we prioritize ourselves, the more we pour love into ourselves, the more we feed ourselves, there's just going to be excess for everybody else. We're going to be able to help other people. We're going to have enough love for other people. We don't have to put our focus on the excess. If I paid more attention to the excess, I would starve my starter and I wouldn't have anything for anybody.
I love that.
Right?
Bread. Yeah. Yes. It's all about the bread and the expansion. And
right. Yeah. And there's always going to be excess when you start with yourself.
Love it. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Much
you
love.
You too. Go kick some ass.
My cousin introduced me to Abraham about, I don't know, it was probably like 9 years ago. I wasn't really in a great space. And it took me some time. And then one day it just all finally clicked. And I started really understanding the messages that were being conveyed through Abraham's teachings. The biggest takeaways, I think, that I have really implemented in my life, how I react and respond to things is completely my responsibility. And when I allow other people's behavior to impact me, that's where I need to look within and take responsibility for my own thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And when you can focus on how you feel and have that be important to you and get yourself into alignment, whether it's when you wake up, you know, checking in and like, how do I want to feel today? And I did that this morning. It was amazing. And my day has unfolded just beautifully. And it's surprised and delighted me as it does every single day. But placing that responsibility on other people for how you feel, when you have that expectation, you're going to constantly be disappointed because it's our job and we have to take personal responsibility for that. And that's not always an easy thing to do. You'll hear me often say, what's going on with other people has nothing to do with me. And what's going on with me usually has nothing to do with other people. That is truly because when something happens, I check in with myself and I'm like, what's really going on with me? You know, am I upset about something? Am I tired? Am I hungry? Am I disappointed with myself? And once I got to a space where I was releasing the responsibility on other people for how I feel, that was a pretty massive shift for me. When you can focus yourself and get yourself into alignment and feel good, I know I say that all the time, but it's also just for a moment. What can you do to feel good for a moment when things are going off? And sometimes just that better feeling thought that you're reaching for, or the interruption, you know, like the alarm that goes off to just kind of pull you back to get you out of that spiral that you might be going down. But anything that you can do to raise your energy, raise your vibration, maybe you're going for a walk, maybe you're listening to a song, maybe you're jumping up and down, you're changing the state of your mind for just a moment. And then that's why I say caring about how you feel is so important. Because when you put that responsibility on other people, you're no longer in control of your life. When we allow other people's opinions and behaviors to impact how we feel, I mean, it is, you know, that's kind of how life is, right? But when you can be in tune with yourself and know when you're feeling off and what you need to do to pull yourself back, that can make a huge difference in your day. Like, I very much know when I don't feel like me or that I'm feeling off, and I know the things that I need to do to get myself back to feeling better and feeling good. So when you let people off the hook for being responsible for how you feel and really getting in tune with yourself, focus on getting yourself into alignment, you take power back in your life. And we get what we believe we are a vibrational match for. We can say one thing, but not really truly mean it within our heart and in our soul. And so that's what's going to come back to us. But when we can have our energy and our vibration match the words that we're saying and what we're putting out there, and that's when things really start to unfold and come together. One thing that Abraham says in this episode, if you choose to listen to it, is you can say that I'm proud of you, but then you're really thinking you could do better, or I love you, but you're actually really disappointing me. So are your words and your actual inner thoughts and feelings and vibration, do they match up? And so when we say you're creating your own reality and you're getting what you expect, when you're not in alignment with your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, then that's where the disconnect is. In this episode, we also talked about enjoying the journey. And like I mentioned, I didn't really get what that meant for a really long time. And it's truly, truly about who you are becoming along the way and enjoying your time and the growth and the expansion and all of the goodness that happens as you're moving towards whatever you're wanting in your life, whatever your desire is, because you can have anything that your heart desires as long as you give up the belief that you can't have it. And so why not have as much fun and be as playful and have as much joy in every single day as you can while you're going down the path? Because that's where the fun is and that's where the joy is. And I don't know about you, but for me, when I'm having fun and being playful and in a higher energetic state, things flow. The ideas flow and the fun and the goodness and the joy and the feelings of just feeling good and those, you know, the hell yes, that kind of stuff. That's what it's all about. So enjoy your journey and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Much love.
Hey, it's Shannon. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of the Pure Possibilities Podcast. Let's work together to align your heart, mind, energy, and soul. Check out purepossibilities.net to register for Mindset Magic, my new free monthly group coaching session, or schedule a consultation to explore how private coaching can help you to create a life you absolutely adore. If you enjoyed today's episode, hit that subscribe button to stay connected, share the love with your friends, and leave a review. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Much love.